Chapter 7, Tree Stories. I woke up. In this dream, I listened to the trees. A sadness stayed with me. So did Elderroot's voice. I began to think about the trees. How can Dragonflykin live among the trees and not know them, and never listen to them? The trees are wise and know how to survive. Gran talked lots about trees, but nobody believed her tree stories, especially Woodlandkin. They called her stories fairy tales. I remembered one story.
The old trees here in the turquoise forest tell a story of a great tragedy,
Gran told me.
Very sad. Monsters from the Red Forest, far away, came as thieves. One day they will return in a great storm. Yes, I'm sure of it.
The sun was up. I skipped my morning chore of looking for storm clouds. Dreamflyer asked me and Dobro to meet him early in the Woodlands Library. Carr and Doc would be there, too. Old Doc was the keeper of books in the library. I knew Ocarina would show up, too. She was the smartest kid I knew, and always in the library reading books about flying. One thing to do first, I remembered. I went into Gran's bedroom to look for her gold necklace with the key. The room felt gloomy without her. I pictured Gran sitting on the bed with her puffy red hair and her light blue skin with green spots. She was way older than she looked. I was certain of that. I grabbed the box under her bed and opened it. Her purple slippers, I sighed. I used to tease her about how big they made her feet look. A quick laugh felt good, like when Gran tickled me by surprise. I saw her pink scarf covering a blue notebook at the bottom of the box.
What? No burning key!
Upset, I threw one of the slippers on the floor and flopped on the bed. I was so sure the key would be there. My hands turned into angry fists. Suddenly, Gran's voice popped in my head.
Tell me, what did you learn today?
Today, Gran, I saw your story about the trees in my dream. I met a great tree named Elderroot. I spoke as if she were there, sitting next to me. You always told me to look for happy endings. I don't believe in them anymore. Would you? No answer. I got up, grabbed my pack, and slammed the door hard behind me. The stormy morning sky matched my mood. I bolted down to the woodlands to meet Dobro and Dreamflyer.